Hal Mitchell's Castle in the Sand Hotel and Casino never closed. Neither these days did Johnny Fontaine, who'd done his two shows, 8 and Midnight, and been up all night, showing the swells and pallies a good time, then for luck, since he had a session today, to his suite, where there were two chicks. One was a blonde French girl who danced at the casino across the way and said she'd had one line, "Gosh, look," in that Mickey Rooney picture they'd filmed here last year, the one where Mickey's a prospector in the desert and there's a bomb test and the dose of radiation he gets makes it so any slot machine he touches pays off. There's no scene with wise guys beating the shit out of Mickey Rooney. The other one was a luscious brunette with a C-section scar who was probably paid to be there. Fine by him. By Johnny's stars, the worthiest of human attainments was to be a professional. When he'd asked, a total gentleman about it, if either of them had a problem going to bed, you know, all three of them, they'd laughed and started to strip. The brunette, who'd said her name was Eve, had a flair for it, knowing just when it was the blonde's turn to suck Johnny's dick. When she saw the size of it, she grinned and whispered, "Gosh, look." Or when it was her turn to do it up against that fountain in the middle of the room while the blonde rubbed his back. Eve knew the perfect time to push Johnny down on his back and maneuver the blonde onto his cock, and for the first time in the whole deal to start pawing the blonde's tits and kissing her, which sent Johnny off in a matter of seconds. It was a gift. A lot of women didn't have it. The blonde. Her name was Rita, short for Marguerite. He never forgot their names in the morning. Was still there asleep when he'd left to come up here to the roof, to the pool.